Lesson number 5, Living by the Word. The scriptures call attention to the difference between word and words. Words make up the articulated segments of speech. Word encapsulates the message or the meaning of the sentence formed. Jeremiah declared, "Thy words," in the plural, written in God's book, "were found, and I did eat them, and thy word," the message they convey, "was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart." Jeremiah 15:16. Inspiration reveals the word of God in two ways. In the written words of the Bible, the inspired words. This inspired word is displayed in the living acts and teaching of Jesus Christ, the incarnate word. Jesus took the meaning conveyed by the words of God and so carried them out that he was the epitome, the incarnation, the revelation, the visible example of the word displayed in the scriptures. As we eat his words, we absorb his word. As we read the Bible's words, the word becomes a reality in our lives, and we become like him in our daily acts. Part number 1. Back to the Bible. Some 60 years elapsed between the completion of the temple under Zerubbabel and Joshua and the arrival of the second contingent of exiled Jews under the leadership of Ezra. He was a scribe, that is, he helped in the transmission of the scriptures by writing them out on the scrolls. He was also a priest descended from Aaron. He was also learned in the law. The Hebrew word Torah, translated law, occurs some 24 times in the book of Ezra and Nehemiah. The term is rich with meaning and contains ideas of truth, God's will, his instructions found in the scriptures. It often means the 5 books of Moses, written by him and called the Pentateuch. It was under the leadership of Ezra that the scattered scrolls of the Hebrew scriptures were gathered together to form 1 book. This was later called the Old Testament. Torah is used to describe the truth of God revealed in the entire Old Testament. In the 22 books of the Hebrew Bible, or the 39 books of our English scriptures. Ezra had 2 personal desires. He wanted to understand and obey the will of God himself, Ezra 7:10. He also desired to discover the real reasons why Israel had gone into captivity, Ezra 7:7. By a daily, patient, diligent study of the scriptures, especially of the Pentateuch, he had become skilled in the law of Moses. As he searched the historical and poetical books of the Bible, he learned why the Lord had permitted Jerusalem to be destroyed and his people carried captive into heathen lands. Ezra had discovered the secret of God's will through a study of his law and longed to impart his knowledge to others. It is the first and highest duty, Ellen White remarks, of every rational being to learn from the scriptures what is truth, and then to walk in the light and encourage others to follow his example. We should day by day study the Bible diligently, weighing every thought, comparing scripture with scripture. With divine help, we are to form our opinions for ourselves, as we are to answer for ourselves before God. Great Controversy 598. Ezra's personal program was to seek the truth and do the truth and teach the truth. Part number two, authority from Artaxerxes. Persian kings appointed commissioners drawn from the ranks of subject nations who advised him regarding local affairs. Seventh-day Adventist commentary points out that the title Scribe of the Law of God of Heaven, Ezra 7:12, suggests that Ezra was the Persian commissioner in all the affairs dealing with the Hebrews. Such a relationship with Artaxerxes gave Ezra authority, both within the nation of the Jews and without with their neighbors. Just as Daniel had been the instrument in the hand of Christ to influence Cyrus, Ezra was used to move upon Artaxerxes, make it possible for the promised land to be repopulated by the exiled Jews and set to the functioning as a nation. He had evidently explained to the Persian king the plan of Jehovah for his people, and in order to resettle them, the monarch reminded his subjects that he was seeking to expedite the mandate of the God of heaven. He had been so far moved. The fact that the seven counselors of the king endorsed the legislation seems to indicate that Palestine was to become one of the provinces in the empire of Medo-Persia. In 457, the brother of Artaxerxes, Megabyzos, established a base in Palestine loyal to Persia, from which he launched a campaign against Egypt. Ellen White notes, in the Word of God, the curtain is drawn aside, and we behold behind, above, and through all the play and counterplay of human interests and power and passions, the agencies of the All-Merciful One silently, patiently working out the counsels of his own will. Part number three, a time for thanksgiving. God always finds his man at the crucial time. Ezra, a priest, biblical student, was the person needed by the Jews to fulfill the divine plan for them. With courage born of his faith, what God had done through the servants in days gone by, he bravely seized the opportunity and personally requested the most powerful king on earth for material help to do what the decree required to be done in his homeland. His story displays how the weak may become strong, the timid may become brave, the irresolute and undecided may become men of quick and fine decision. When they feel that God considers them to be sufficiently consequential to accept their labors, their hearts are uplifted. Testimonies, Volume 7, 614. Ezra took no glory to himself. He did not call attention to what he had accomplished, but gave all the glory and praise to God. But his efforts were not without conflicts. Difficulties will arise, Spirit of Prophecy explains, to try our faith and patience. Face them bravely. Look on the bright side. If the work is hindered, be sure that it is not your fault. And go forward, rejoicing in the Lord. Heaven is full of joy. It resounds with the praises of him who made so wonderful a sacrifice for the redemption of the human race. Should not the church on earth be full of praise? Should not Christians publish throughout the world the joy of serving Christ? Those who in heaven join with the angelic choir in their anthem of praise must learn on earth the song of heaven, the keynote of which is thanksgiving. And Ezra and his companions took their courage in their hands, stepped forward in faith, asked the king and went to their task with happy hearts. Part number 4. Exodus under Ezra. Nearly 150 years had elapsed since the first captives in 605 had been taken prisoner to Babylon. It was now 80 years since Zerubbabel led the initial migration back to Jerusalem. There were still many Jews living in the land to which they had been deported. Ezra addressed his appeals to the chief men among them. Set the example. Go home to Palestine. Help in the rebuilding of the city and nation. He soon discovered that very few from the tribe of Levi had migrated. This was a disappointment to him. They were his own tribesmen. The reason was that the people, in general, were not paying tithe, upon which the priests and Levites were dependent. See, the priestly tribe was given no inheritance. They had some cities, but they had no great fields and vineyards and orchards, and little gardens surrounding the suburbs, but they couldn't support themselves. They didn't have the inheritance. They required the offerings of the people. Ezra immediately inaugurated a tithe reform movement. Another factor was that the Levites felt that since they had no inheritance, couldn't do anything about supporting their families, why go back? Ezra suggested that all the people should participate in a special season of fasting and prayer, with a view to surrendering their hearts to God. He led them to believe that when right with heaven, all they required would be provided. Although the king had agreed to supply all the needs of the emerging Jewish nation, Ezra openly extolled what God would do for them. Enthusiasm was aroused, because he was enthusiastic, in the hearts of thousands of exiles, and he organized them into various bands, each led by a responsible person. Each group was entrusted with the safe transportation of part of the treasures which had been looted 125 years before, which had been handed over by the Persian authorities to be returned to the Promised Land and its temple. Part number 5. Home at last. In the 7th year of Artaxerxes, 457, the Jews returned to Palestine after a march of 4 months. This date is crucial to an understanding of Daniel's prophecy. According to Daniel 9:25, a divine decree would mark the starting point for calculating the time appointed for Messiah the Prince to come. This would occur 483 years, or 69 weeks of years, from the date of this decree. We have already noted that Ezra 6:14 lists the decree which culminated in the one which led to the complete restoration of Judah as a functioning state. 457 is thus one of the most important dates in history. 483 years from it bring us to 27 AD, when Jesus was appointed by the Spirit and acknowledged as Prince, a King's Son, and Messiah in his baptism. Gabriel explained to Daniel that this period of 70 weeks of years, Revised Standard Version, or 490 actual years, was part of a longer period of 2,300 years. This was to start at the same time. This long time span would reach to Yom Kippur of 1844, at which time the sanctuary in heaven, the only one in existence anywhere in the universe at that time, would be cleansed. While the Jewish people were concerned with material things, the restoration of their temple in Jerusalem, and the status under God of the Jewish people, the Lord had far-reaching plans which stretched thousands of years into the future and looked to the time when His redeemed and cleansed, restored people would form His holy nation. This had been His plan for millennia. What He did for Ezra and his friends in the long ago to complete His plans for them thus becomes the foundation for our faith that He will bring to complete fruition His final work of redemption for us. The 70 weeks, the 70 years, 490 years, the 2,300 years, all received precise, accurate fulfillments. God's purposes never fail. God's second coming will never fail. And like the stars in their appointed courses, God's purposes know no haste and no delay.